fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the John Moore Show on the 12th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2019. Our special guest today is Mr. Sam Andrews from Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. And we have Pam from Connecticut on line 11. All right, Sam and Pam, I didn't mean that to rhyme. Please continue.
Well, Pam, I want to congratulate you on making a decision to learn how to defend yourself. May God bless you for that wise move. Now, to the specifics of your question, when you choose a handgun for concealed carry, there's several criteria that are of more or less importance. Two of the things that are extremely important to me that I advise people on when they choose a weapon for concealed carry is, one, you have to have enough caliber or enough energy to stop a grown man. And so the larger caliber you can personally learn to handle over time, the better off you'll be in defending yourself. The second thing that's really critical for a woman when shooting a handgun is that the gun feel comfortable in their hand and that it fit their hand properly. So when you grip the pistol, as your fingers wrap around the front of the grip, they cannot touch the base of your thumb or your palm as they come around the grip. Your fingernails should not be touching your hand. There has to be space to put the edge of your left thumb, if you're right-handed, in that gap. And so women typically feel comfortable when they first go shopping for a pistol with something they can wrap their fingers around completely, like they're holding a broomstick or a, you know, or something smaller in their hand, like a baseball bat or a golf club. But you don't want a grip on a handgun to be that small. And the reason is, when you learn to shoot it properly, you don't use the small muscles of the forearm to control the recoil. You need a larger grip where you can get both hands engaged on the pistol and use the big muscles of your upper body to control the recoil. Now, as far as the anxiety and the fears and the things that go with learning how to shoot a pistol, what we're talking about to help you is something called systematic desensitization.
Right.
Now, my wife's a psychologist. She has a private practice. She works with people all the time on systematic desensitization techniques to overcome your fear of firearms. And I'll tell you, there's two things in my experience as an instructor that I've noticed help people the most and help people the fastest that have a little anxiety or some fear. One is dry fire practice, and you do that at home with snap caps. You get all of the live ammo out of the room. No live ammo can be in the room where you're dry firing practice. You get a big box full of newspapers. You get some snap caps, which are basically fake bullets, and you practice loading, unloading, cocking the slide of your pistol, and dry firing, aiming at the center of this box that's got 15 inches of newspaper packed into it. So this is a safe way to dry fire practice. This will help you overcome your anxiety. Now, the second thing you can do is go to the gun range with your hearing protection, with your eye protection, on a nice day, just to eat lunch. You're not shooting. You're not handling firearms. You just drive up to the within, say, 100 feet of the fire line, sit in the air conditioning of your car or with the windows down on a nice day, and have a nice lunch and enjoy the hour and listen to the gunshots from a distance. And then gradually park your car a little closer and a little closer and a little closer to the firing line. And the combination of the dry fire practice with the handgun and eating lunch on a nice day, stress-free, at the firing line and listening to other people shoot their guns, gradually all of that anxiety and all of that fear of guns will start to disappear.
Yeah, I haven't gone to an outside range. It's inside, and I don't know if they'd let me eat lunch there. Do you think they'd allow me to dry fire at the range inside?
I don't know. The ranges all have their own policies, but an indoor range is the worst place to learn how to shoot a gun because you have all these walls and dividers around you, and the concussion is horrific.
Oh.
You need to get outside with a suppressed .22, and this is like when women come to our range for an introductory handgun class.
Okay.
We start them with a suppressed .22 outside on a pleasant day, so they enjoy the experience and not being beat up by all the overpressure of an inside range.
In fact, Pam, I refuse to shoot at an inside range. I will not do it.
Wow, okay. Yeah, because, it seems to get less, and then all of a sudden, it's like when I go there, now I'm going there alone, and I'm not having my hand held by the instructor, but it's just, you know, and then I see him once a week. But it's like the panic level, it subsides, and then I'm kind of dry firing, you know, without a snap cap. I just learned about... the trigger, you know, and pulling it in the different stages.
Unfortunately, Pam, you've gotten yourself into a bad situation. You're in you're sort of a pickle. You want to stay away from those indoor range. Listen to me. I train men how to kill things at 2,000 yards with a 50 BMG sniper rifle. I don't enjoy being in an indoor range because of all the overpressure and the obnoxious fans, and every time someone fires, the walls move, and it, you get bounced back from the overpressure. It's just a horrible place to learn how to shoot. You need to get to an outdoor range on a nice day with a suppressed .22 pistol and start to enjoy shooting. And that's the way to overcome the anxiety. I have anxiety when I walk in an indoor range, and I shoot guns every day. And I'm just telling you, it's the worst environment to learn how to shoot. That's the worst place you can put someone, is an indoor range. And when I said go to the range on a nice day and park your car 150 feet from the firing line and eat lunch and enjoy the day, that's impossible at an indoor range. You're doing the exact opposite of what you need to do to overcome anxiety by going to an indoor range.
Okay. Thank you.
Isn't that funny how that works?
No.
Understand, with firearms, Pam, you're dealing with the laws of physics, okay? You're literally dealing with the laws of physics. So you're, as a human being, you're not immune to those laws. And when you fire a gun, like a 40 cal Smith & Wesson, that's got 30,000 PSI of pressure in the barrel, and that pressure escapes from the muzzle, it sends out a huge shock wave, a huge pressure wave, and that pressure wave affects your sinuses, your eyeballs.
You're not
all
kidding.
This stuff. There's no way to overcome that reaction in an indoor range because you're just being beaten up. And don't subject yourself to that stuff. Go to an outdoor range on a nice day, watch people shoot their guns from a distance. Next week, go and be 25 feet closer. The next week, be 25 feet closer. Dry fire your pistol at home. Learn to handle guns without being beaten up, and your body will start to enjoy it. You've got to associate pleasure with shooting a gun, not pain. And if you keep beating yourself up, you're training yourself to hate being around guns, and your anxiety will increase. And you want the opposite to happen so you can effectively defend yourself.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a handgun yet because I didn't want to buy one and, you know, not feel competent. You know, I want to,
right.
When I buy one, I want to be able to take it apart. And
yeah, that's wise. Now, here's the thing. When you buy a handgun, the first thing I would put in your hand if you walked in our shop is a smaller 9mm, and I would want to know if you could pull the slide back and lock it back.
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, if you've got the finger strength to do that, then I would look at something called an FNS 9C. That's a compact 9mm made by FN Herstal. It's a super high-quality pistol. If you have a small budget and you can't afford a $500 pistol, then I would look at something. It's called an SCCY. So Sierra Charlie... Yellowstone.
Okay.
SCCY. And they make something called a pistol, a 9mm called a CPX-2.
CPX.
And that's a $250 pistol that's extremely reliable, and it has a double action feature where if you pull the trigger and get a dead primer strike, you can pull the trigger again. And oftentimes, if a round doesn't light the first time, it'll light the second time, and you can still defend yourself.
Right.
But that pistol is made for concealed carry. It's very inexpensive, and it's very durable, and it will fit your hand extremely well. The FNS pistol comes with different size backstraps, so you can adjust the grip to your hand.
Okay.
But those are if you can cycle the slide of a 9mm, depending on your budget, those are the two pistols that I would recommend.
So it's Frank... Mary Charles 9 Charles?
Nevada.
Oh, Frank Nevada. C? Charles?
Frank Nevada Sierra.
Oh, Sierra,
nine,
S.
Yeah, 9 okay. Charlie.
Okay, and the other one was?
The other one is the SCCY.
Okay. All right.
And that's the CPX.
CPX 2? Charlie?
X2.
Okay. Charlie Peter.
Yes.
Xylophone. Okay.
Yeah, Charlie Papa X-ray dash 2.
Okay. Now, you don't like the SIG P365 or the Glock
43X? No, I don't like the SIGs. The Glock's a fine pistol. It's extremely durable, extremely reliable.
Uh-huh.
But I would prefer the CPX-2 if you're looking for something lower priced. And I would prefer the FNC over the Glock.
Okay.
And they're in the similar price range.
Okay.
But keep it in. Plus, the FNXC's got a better trigger than the Glock. You'll be more accurate with it.
Okay.
And you have more options with the FNXC. It comes with three different magazines. You have a 17-round magazine with a full grip. You have a pinky fingertip magazine that holds 12 rounds that most people use for concealed carry. And then you have a 12-round magazine with no pinky finger extension that you use in an ankle holster or in a deep concealment environment. Like if
so
you have it on a block.
The thing is, right now I live in Connecticut, and I believe the magazines can only go up to 10 rounds.
They do make a 10-round version.
Okay.
Right.
FNX does make a 10-round version, so you should be okay there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 10 yeah. plus 1 is a good amount of ammo, fam.
Excuse me? What, repeat?
I said 10 plus 1. In other words, 11 rounds,
okay.
in my opinion, is a good amount of ammunition.
Okay.
You know, you got 10 in the magazine, 1 in the chamber. That's 11 rounds. To me, that's a real good amount of ammunition. Of course, you can always carry an extra magazine, which is what I do. Don't you agree, Sam?
Well, if you practice doing your magazine changes, you should be able to effect a magazine change with just a little bit of practice in less than 2 seconds. The pros mm-hmm. can do it
Agreed.
In less than a second. So mm-hmm. if you need more than 10 rounds, if you feel the need, then carry some extra magazines. But, you know, I like the FNS 9C for a concealed carry weapon. I have a Glock that I carry for a concealed carry weapon. I have an FNSC, but normally I'm open carrying an FNX 45 tactical, and I have a suppressor for that if I need it. And so the best way to concealed carry, depending on how you're built,
I'm
is
small.
Either strong side on your hip.
Okay.
If you have a large chest, they make bra clips that hold your pistol underneath your shirt for concealed carry. So you can carry a strong side on your hip with a large sweatshirt or a sweater overlapping the holster, and so it can't be seen, it's still concealed. Or you can wear a mesh vest that has a pad under that touches your ribs and an elastic band that secures the sidearm under your arm. A lot of joggers, female joggers, use the mesh vest. So you've got many, many options. Some women that like to wear skirts wear a thigh holster, so the gun is under their skirt where you can't see it.
Huh.
So you have so many options as a woman for concealed carry. The one thing I wouldn't recommend is ever putting the gun in your purse.
Right.
Because
okay.
it's very easy to separate a woman from her purse.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ammo. What's the best 9mm brand?
Okay, so the large brands, I like the Hornady ammo, the self-defense ammo from Hornady. It has a plastic ball that ensures expansion, which
yep.
is really a good on the 9mm. Or if you have a 9mm, if that's the thing that you ultimately wind up with, Corbon, 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 makes a 9mm round 90 grain that runs 1,450 feet per second out of a short-barreled pistol. And that is a very, very lethal hollow point for defense with a 9mm. And so I would recommend either the Corbon if you can afford it, or the Hornady Tactical. If you can't find either of those, go to the Federal Hydroshock round.
The what? Sorry.
Federal
Hydroshock.
Federal Hydroshock. Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
Look at the Hornady self-defense rounds first. They're the least expensive and they're very effective. If you can afford it, get the Corbon rounds, the 90 grain plus P round.
Okay.
And if you can't find either of those, you'll probably find some Federal Hydroshocks on a gun store shelf.
Okay. And to go back, so the two pistols that you were recommending for concealed carry, they take 9mm or what? Or what do they take?
9mm. They're both
9mm. Okay. Okay. All right. I thank you so much. And thank you so much for the encouragement. And also, I will check going to an outside range. I really
right.
appreciate your help.
Thank
Wonderful.
You,
Sam. Have a great week, Sam.
Okay, you too. Have a good week. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this, the 12th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2019. We're visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews of Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Sam, we have a caller. We've got John in Texas on line 11. Good morning,
hello.
John.
You're on the air, sir. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I have a question about something. I say, is there any possibility of there ever being a kind, what would be an on the beach kind of scenario if there was a nuclear exchange, or is that, has that been discredited? I've heard all from other sources that radiation and fallout would dissipate to safe levels within 2 weeks. What's the truth?
All right, I'm going to address this one, Sam, because nuclear weapons are one of my specialties. All right, with the old nuclear weapons, okay, fallout, that on-the-beach scenario is really not possible now. I don't believe. Now, we don't know for sure if the Russians are using tritium or what to fuel their weapons. We don't know for sure, okay? But if they're using clean weapons like the U.S. uses, yes, stuff could drop to safe levels in 2 weeks to a month. That is the reason everybody needs to have some way of measuring radiation. Okay? Now, I'm going to let Sam further address that. Those are just the facts I know. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so there's so many different types of nuclear weapons that have been developed. Some
Correct.
Use uranium, some use plutonium, some have mixtures of elements that have very long half-lives. It would be impossible for me or Tim to give you an accurate answer to that question, because without knowing the type of weapon that was used and what type of radiation it produced and what type of particles were included in the weapon design, you know, some things have a half-life of 10 years or 15 years or 100 years. But in use, they may not last extremely long time. And so when you get into weapons development, you understand the devil's in the details, and you have to be specific.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I was just going to mention real quick, John, there's also a difference between airburst and ground burst. Ground burst is much more dangerous. Okay. Go ahead. Read your question, sir.
I realize the difference, and most of what you're going to get over cities and soft targets is going to be airburst, because that's the concussion effect is more efficient against them. Ground burst is going to be like hardened targets like missile silos and bunker complexes, and that's going
right.
to produce all the suck up the particles. So the question is, where did Evan shoot come up with, you know, On the Beach was a novel that was printed, it was authored by a British-Australian engineer, I forgot what kind of engineer, by the name of Evan Shute. It was published in 1957.
Just answered your own question, okay? You really did. In 1957, all weapons, including ours, were very, very dirty.
Even then, even as late as 19, I remember I can't remember his name. He had Eyes Wide Shut. The How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, Dr. Strangelove.
Right, that was satire.
And that one, that was a satire. It was made in 1963, so it came out in 64. It was, why can't I bring up his name? I ought to know his name. He made 2001 also. But anyway, in that, there was a line in there where George C. Scott, the character, General Turgidson, he said that the best
right.
studies done even in 64 then indicated that the worst fallout would be dissipated to safe levels in 2 weeks.
Well, it depends on what we call safe, doesn't it? And
yeah.
Stanley Kubrick, thank you, Julie, was the author you're talking about.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick, probably the greatest movie maker that ever lived.
Well, that's up for debate, but he was good. There's no question about that.
I said probably.
Yeah.
I think it's
I'm not giving you a hard time, buddy. I'm agreeing with you.
If a city's hit by a nuclear weapon these days, it will probably be covered at safe levels faster than if it's been destroyed by Democrats. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your call, John. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this, the 12th day of August, the year of our Lord, 2019. We're visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews of Freedom Center USA, located in Lebanon, Missouri. Very beautiful area, folks. Okay, Sam, I am sure glad you were able to help Pam there in Connecticut. I think you pointed her in the right direction, most certainly. Where would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I want to talk on a regular basis about the nature of conflict and the nature of modern conflict, specifically involving guns. People need to understand that are gearing up for defensive use that the vast majority of conflicts now occur in the dark at night. And so the weapons that you are relying on to use to defend you, your family, your community, have to be functional in the dark. The skills that you use to operate those weapons, you have to be able to perform those skills in the dark. Things like thermal sights, tritium sights, practicing loading and unloading your magazine with snap caps, not live ammo, in the dark is extremely important. Having sights that work in the dark is extremely important. Being able to identify threats in the dark is extremely important. having a tactical light on your handgun and on your tactical rifle is extremely important. And so please understand this. The coming conflict in this country is not going to happen in the daytime. It's going to go down at night. It's not going to be on social media. You're not going to hear about it in the news. The only thing you're going to know is what you hear by word of mouth. And
right.
Everything's going to happen in the dark. The people that want to take control, destroy this country, erase our borders, they don't want any of this being televised or talked about on social media. It's going to happen in the dark, just like it did in Afghanistan and Baghdad and other places in Iraq. These people operate in the dark at night, and you got to have the ability to defend yourself in the dark at night.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with you.
And the problem is 90% of the people out there have set up to defend themselves like they were hunting deer in the daytime.
You're right.
That's not the same equipment. Those aren't the same tools, and it's not the same skill set.
You know, in my younger days, Sam, I can't do anything now, but in my younger days in the military, I loved the night. Set me out in the middle of nowhere, in the dark, and I was in my environment. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, you know, our armed forces, you know, they live by the creed, we own the night.
Right.
And
we do.
Of the night vision and the thermal technology that we have available and have made available to our fighting troops. But understand, when the government tries to take your guns, the same people that say we own the night, they already have the night vision, the thermal, and the skill sets to operate at night. The question is, do you have those skill sets? Do you have that equipment? Have you trained on how to use that equipment? Have you practiced your skills at night in the dark? You know, we have these kids out at the range with their long-range rifles, and they've got their
right.
phone app, and they've got their ballistic computer, and they've got their little radar set up. You know, it takes them 20 minutes to break one shot at 800 yards, and I just shake my head. I'm like, are you going to turn that phone on in the dark when you identify a threat 800 yards away? Are you going to light yourself up like that? How are you going to produce a shot if you've trained around a system? You've trained around a system that requires you to light yourself up. Are you kidding me? You know, and they just get this glazed over look in their eyes. They've never been there or done that.
They haven't been there and done that is all I can say, Sam.
Well, that's more obvious. But, you know, it's really a shame that these younger guys are all caught up in the technology of everything, and they're not caught up in the idea of how to fight in the dark, because when push comes to shove, to defend freedom, we're going to need people that know how to fight in the dark.
Right. You're absolutely right. There's no question about it. You know, I'm in a position now where the only thing I could do is sit on my porch pretty much, but I can sure teach other people. So.
Yep. And everybody's got a different skill set, and they've got to bring that to the party. But, you know, in the same vein, everybody needs certain skills. And you've got to be able to load your ammo. You've got to be able to clear jams. You got to be able to identify threats, acquire targets, and break shots in the dark. And if you haven't
yes.
practiced that, and you don't know how to do that, you better get on it because you're running out of time.
I agree with you 1,000%. Funny story real quick, Sam. One of my mates and I were out in the woods one night, and I won't say why or where exactly, but it was CONUS. And we're laying down there in our little bivouac or sleeping bag. And all of a sudden, this guy that's with me lets out a scream. Armadillo climbed in a sleeping bag with him. Funniest thing you ever saw.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was funny.
The sleeping bag values are a little tighter than what would allow an armadillo just to creep in with him. That's pretty funny.
It was funny. Because it was deadly silent, pitch dark, overcast, not a star to be seen. The moon was down, and that, well, I won't say what I, he didn't know if he was shot or you know what, but that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
A modern warrior doesn't use a tent, they use a hammock, and they're off the ground for a number of reasons, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Oh, it is, and I love the hammocks. I can sleep in a hammock nonstop, no problems. More comfortable than a bed, in my opinion. But and I've slept in a lot of hammocks. But anyway, go ahead. All right, Sam, I think it's my end. I missed what you said, buddy. I'm sorry.
I'm saying the rock cookers set up and they keep you off the ground and keep the insects and the armadillos out of your sleeping bag.
Yeah, exactly. That was so funny. We were traveling light, real light, but it was funny. Anyway, we've got Kyle in Montana on line 9. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a question for your guest, being it's Firearms Monday and stuff. I'm sorry I tuned in late, but I've been thinking a lot about your primary and secondary wound channels. Talking about, you know, I called in about the 9mm and the higher velocity, that thing. Well,
yes.
How does that translate into one shot stops? Because I was thinking that, you know, go ahead.
That's an important question. And so we have to know the system that we're trying to stop. Okay. So, in the case of a human or bear or any large mammal, the system has a central computer we call the brain, and then it has a network of communications where commands come from the computer and get distributed to the muscles, the limbs, and that's called the central nervous system, the spinal cord and the nerves that run out. And so the reason why the secondary wound cavity, the shockwave that bruises tissue, is more critical to stopping someone in the moment is because it affects the central nervous system in a larger way. The permanent wound channel is very narrow in diameter in most bullet strikes. And so it's very hard to impact the central nervous system unless you make a direct hit on the spinal cord, the medulla oblongata, or you put a supersonic round in the cranial vault and destroy the computer with a hydraulic shockwave. So what the secondary wound cavity, which is the shockwave that bruises tissue all around the permanent wound channel, that's a much larger square inch area that has a much, much, much higher probability of affecting a central nervous system component. And that's why it's critical to stopping someone quickly. Now, if you shoot someone 10 times, you got a lot higher chance of cutting the spinal cord or hitting a CNS area in a destructive way. But if you've got one bullet that you put in the torso of a human being or an animal that sends out a huge hydraulic shockwave, it won't permanently destroy the tissue, but it'll short circuit the CNS area and have a dramatic effect on their behavior and their ability to attack you.
Okay, let me kind of follow that up with another question then. Wouldn't Please. That tend to lend itself to using, and I'm going to be dramatic here just a little bit, rather than a .308, wouldn't that lend itself better for a battle rifle to be something along the lines of a 17, the 17 HMR or whatever, doing, you know, 3,000 feet per second compared to a .308 doing... Okay.
No. And it's because of cross-sectional area. Okay, so if you want to shoot someone with a .308 and have them have the best chance of shooting back at you, you would use a full metal jacket round that doesn't expand at all, and you'd have a hot hole near the bullet diameter going all the way through and coming out the backside of your target.
Yeah, just like a drill.
If you want to absolutely shut someone off with one shot, you would use a 110 VMAX that hits the target. It penetrates about an inch and a half, and then that bullet grenades into a 10-inch Hershey's Kiss shape and blows a hole out the back of a human being the size of a volleyball.
Yep.
Okay. So, and why do you get such dramatic expansion with the 308 rather than a 17? It's about velocity in some respects, but it's also about cross-sectional area and creating a large shockwave. And it's the difference between someone sticking a needle in you and someone hitting you with a sledgehammer.
Right. Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking along the same lines.
There's multiple things that you need. You need a threshold of penetration, but then you need dramatic fragmentation. So you've got to get past the ribs, the fat, you know, the barrier to entry. And then you want dramatic fragmentation where you use the RPM energy of the round to grenade the thing into dust. And then it liquefies everything in a very large area. And that's the most effective way. And with the powdered tungsten bullets like we sold the Secret Service and the SEAL teams, like guys like Team 6 and Team 5, they could dramatically make one-shot kills on the torso with an 87-grain powdered tungsten bullet, because we found the proper core compression to get that threshold of penetration and then dramatic fragmentation. And when you get the fragmentation, then you can distribute the RPM energy into the body, not just the forward vectored velocity energy of the bullet. And that's what makes it extremely effective in one-shot stops.
So were you doing that with a 223? Round or 5.56 round.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And those projectiles were $7.80 a round being sold to Dev Group. Okay, so that's a very expensive way to get there. You can use a 53-grain VMAX and get a similar effect, not quite the force and energy, but close. But you want speed.
Okay.
Need velocity, but more importantly, you need RPM and you need fragmentation.
Okay. Excellent. And so you think very highly of the VMAX. I do too as well, because I've had friends of mine that were in SWAT before, and that's all they load pretty much for their weapons. I had one quick other question.
Go ahead.
I had one other quick question, but I figure we're going to go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say. So what is it?
Well, we prefer the 53-grain VMAX and 26.5 grains of benchmark for a 5.56. That's a very, very effective defensive round. But now go ahead with your other question.
Well, I know we got a break coming up here pretty quick. Hopefully I can get this in before that. So if you go that route, because I've had friends that were in Vietnam and stuff like that, and then some that were also in Desert Storm and things, and said, when they could get the 5.56 round up over, away from that 55-grain bullet up to like a 60, I can't remember exactly what that was, 68 or 70-grain bullet, said their effective, their accuracy further down the road, you know, down the road was better, but also their one-shot stops and one-shot kills dramatically increased. You know anything more about that?
You have to remember the ammo that we give our soldiers is pathetic.
Okay? I agree.
So we don't want to use what they do as a standard for anything. We want to use the laws of physics and the terminal performance of the round as the standard. Okay. And so the 53-grain VMAX is extremely effective out to 400-500 meters, and the powdered tungsten stuff is effective to 1,000 meters. So, I mean, you know, that. It depends on how far you want to shoot, but I would encourage you to load your 5.56s for 500 rounds and in. It's not a long-range killing weapon. Even the SEALs with the 87-grain powdered tungsten bullets past 800 meters would call for cast. They wouldn't fire with their 223s.
Right. Okay. And so what did you say you would encourage me? I missed that first part. You said you would encourage me to do with the 53-grain VMAX to not go over what?
Yeah, to develop around for 500 yards and in.
Oh, okay.
The 223 doesn't have the energy. You don't want to be shooting human-sized targets past 500-600 yards with a 5.56 or a 223.
It's just not really shoot human-sized targets anyway. Human targets anyway. But I like playing around with that stuff.
Here's a good rule of thumb for you. Look at your impact velocity and the energy level at impact. If you've got four times the energy level, we'll finish this after the break.
Okay. All right, Kyle, we'll be right back. Sam, hang on. We don't have time for any more calls, folks, but we'll be back in 3 minutes.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our final segment of the John Moore Show for the 12th of August, 2019. Right now, we are talking to Kyle in Montana. Our special guest today is Mr. Sam Andrews. All right, gentlemen, proceed.
Sam, if you don't mind, I'd... Okay, go ahead.
Repeat your final question. So we can hear.
Oh, that. Well, I was going to, being as we've got such short time, I was going to try to carry that over into a handgun round, that thought process.
Yeah.
So if we took a, would one of the most effective rounds then be 9 millimeter, say with a 100-grain bullet, approximately going as fast as possible?
Well, Corbin makes a 90-grain hollow point that runs almost 1,500 feet per second out of a 9mm. If you're talking about thin-skinned targets, okay, that is the best round. Is it the best round for a grizzly bear? No. Is it the best round for a human? Yes. A deer-sized animal? Yes. Something with thin skin. You always have to pass the threshold of entry. You have to be tough enough to get past the outer layers so that the bullet can do damage on the inside. And so you need to size your jacket and your bullet accordingly. And now, the rule of thumb, you said you're not talking about human targets. The rule of thumb to reliably kill a mammal on planet Earth, you want to have 4 times the energy in foot-pounds, minimum. I prefer 5, but you can get the job done with 4 if you place the shot well. So if you have a 200-pound animal, you want at least 800 foot-pounds of energy at impact. And you'll find that that's the limitation of your calibers. And that's if you have a bullet properly designed for that impact velocity. So as you look at how can I kill effectively an animal, well, the question is at what range, how much does the animal weigh, and then what level of energy do I need? So you can see for a 600-pound elk, it takes quite a bit more energy to reliably kill an elk than it does a deer.
Right, right.
And so yep, four to five times the energy in foot-pounds of the animal's weight is a great rule of thumb, providing you've done everything else right, you've got the right jacket, you placed the shot in a good place, that type of thing.
Excellent. So if you were using this scenario for, like, home defense, and you were talking about an intruder or something that broke in, do you prefer the 9mm over anything else?
No. With my rule, let's say you have a 200-pound intruder. What handgun has 800 foot-pounds of energy? The 9mm doesn't, the 40 doesn't, and the 45 doesn't. Handguns are terrible for personal defense because they don't have an energy level that will reliably stop a motivated male. We carry handguns because we can't carry rifles everywhere when we're out and about. But if you're talking home defense,
right.
you're way better off with a rifle like a 6.5 Grendel AR-15 or a 223 Grendel with a VMAX load for home defense, because you've got the velocity to create the frangibility, and you've got the velocity to create the temporary wound cavity to stop a guy with one shot.
All right, gentlemen, we're out of time. Sam, thank you. Kyle, thank you. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same show.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.